Okay, we now know that the Republican ticket in 2024 is very likely to be Trump DeSantis. Donald J. Trump for president, Ron DeSantis for VP. That's going to be a very strong ticket. Of course, the Rhino Republicans will try to intercept that. They'll try to run, I don't know, maybe Mike Pence again with some Bush somewhere, some other Rhino, but that's not going to work. The American people are fed up with the Rhinos and they're fed up with the Democrats. Right now, frankly, the American people want Trump back. And although even I've been critical of Trump's stance on vaccines, Ron DeSantis comes in with a very strong opposition to pharma, you know, type of position. So I think Ron DeSantis helps to balance out Trump's blindness to the evil of big pharma. So, you know, hey, if it's a Trump DeSantis ticket, I'm going to vote for that. Absolutely. The question is what's going to happen before now and then on the Democrat side. Now, Joe Biden is going to be taken out by the Democrats. They're removing him. And you can already see the press attacks about his incompetence, and they seem to be allowing more medical information to come out. Oh, he's got COVID now. And who knows? Maybe they just made that up. You know, maybe that's the excuse to get rid of him. Or maybe they're going to say COVID caused the brain damage. That's why nobody can understand what he's saying. That's why he falls over everywhere. But whatever, they're going to get rid of him. So then Kamala Harris becomes interim president. And then a VP has to be appointed and approved by the Senate. And there's a lot of speculation out there right now, but I agree with it. I've heard this from Robert Barnes on the Alex Jones Show and also Howard Kunstler. I think he's the author of The Long Emergency, and he's the creator of the Cluster F Nation blog. And I think they're both correct. I think that the Democrats appoint Gavin Newsom to be the new VP, and then they roll out some scandal on Kamala behind the scenes, and we may never see it. But Kamala is such a treacherous and also incredibly low IQ bimbo who's corrupt and evil. They've got all kinds of dirt on her. So they'll just come to her with a folder, say, hey, Kamala, guess what? You're going to resign. And here's why. And they just start flipping pages of photos and emails and texts from Kamala to, you know, back and forth to other people, just show all her corruption, all her bribery and payoffs and everything. And then she'll resign and they'll make Gavin Newsom president. And this is all going to happen probably in the next year. Some of it, I mean, they'll probably wait till after the midterms. So just figure 2023 roughly is when they're going to pull this off. And then the question becomes, who do they appoint as the next VP to replace Gavin Newsom? Do I even bring up her name? The evil, Luciferian, satanic Hillary Clinton? Now, this is not my prediction, but they could plug her in. I'm not saying they will. I think it's more likely they'll put someone like Pete Buttigieg in there, but they could put Hillary in there. Although the nation would just vomit, dry heaving Americans all across the country. You put Hillary where? You know, that would make the Democrats extremely unpopular. So they'll probably go for somebody a little less nauseating, you know, like Pete Buttigieg, and then they can have an LGBT representation in the White House because he's gay, right? And they talk about his husband all the time. Woo! And have rainbow flag parties all over the White House, you know. I mean, hey, they already had, you know, the first gay president with Obama and the first transgender first lady, quote, lady. And so why not have the first gay vice president too? So anyway, this is how it's all shaping up, folks. Now, on the conservative side, the midterms are looking pretty good right now if the voting is allowed to happen, you know, fair and free, which is highly doubtful in certain jurisdictions. But there have also been a lot of new laws passed by conservative legislatures of red states, and even in places like Wisconsin and so on. It's going to be a lot harder for Democrats to cheat in the midterms compared to what they did in 2020. And also, conservatives have figured out that they have to monitor and videotape the drop boxes nationwide. Everybody's got a videotape. You got to have a record because the mules, you know, the documentary 2000 Mules, we know how this works now. They fabricate a bunch of ballots. They have mules drop them off. They stuff the ballot boxes, and then they run them multiple times through the machines. And they cover the windows so nobody can see what they're doing. I mean, it's an entire rigged, fraudulent election system. Democrats would have almost no political power if not for their incessant cheating. They know that, too. They know the only way they can win is if they cheat. So they're going to try to cheat. They're going to pull off some level of cheating. So that's how they're still going to maintain some level of power in all of this. But I think they're going to lose the House by a lot. And I also think they're going to lose the Senate by a little. It doesn't take much to lose the Senate. Frankly, if we just get two seats over on the conservative side, then the Senate is, you know, it's really gone. Because even if Mitt Romney votes with the Democrats on an issue, then he could be outnumbered by two new conservatives in the Senate. Because Mitt Romney, you know, I mean, he's the ultimate left-wing rhino fascist treasonous actor. And I don't know how he got in office except by probably vote rigging, you know, just total election fraud in Utah. But nevertheless, it looks like Joe Biden's presidency is going to be over following the midterms. And then he's going to be a lame duck president. And then they're going to have, like I said, they're going to put Gavin Newsom probably in the Oval Office. And then they're going to unleash whatever emergency they need, if they haven't already done it. War with Russia, nuclear terrorism, you know, cyber attack, grid down scenario, faked insurrection, artificial alien attack, what, anything, man, just anything. Maybe they'll nuke Yellowstone and set off a super volcano or something, the caldera. But whatever it is, they'll have some kind of national emergency. And then they'll declare war against the American people. They'll unleash the military against the people. They'll try to confiscate guns. They'll probably pull off another biological weapons scare and try to throw everybody into death camps, you know, quarantine camps. That'll all happen under probably Newsom, because he's done similar types of things in California. He's a total tyrant. He's a corrupt, fraudulent, treasonous criminal who absconded, by the way, with $1 billion of California taxpayer money. Remember that scandal? It was supposed to be paid to this Chinese electric car company to buy masks, and then it just vanished. Oh, what an amazing coincidence. It just vanished. And of course, about half of that came back to Gavin Newsom, probably through crypto and physical gold and things like that, right? Because he's a criminal. He's just total criminal fraud, corruption artist, scamming California. Now he's going to scam the whole country, at least for as long as the people put up with it. So there's the question for you. Will the people put up with this? And what will a conservative House do starting in 2023 in terms of investigations? Like criminal investigations and testimony and subpoenas and everything. And by the way, the Democrats will ignore all the subpoenas. They'll say, we don't have to answer subpoenas. But of course, they convict Steve Bannon when he doesn't answer a subpoena. But when Hillary Clinton doesn't turn over her 30,000 government emails, then, oh, she never gets prosecuted. Why? Oh, because she's a Democrat. Democrats have automatic legal immunity. So you can see what a battle this is going to be. It's going to be major. But that's how things are shaping up in the near future, at least in my assessment, folks. It's all subject to change based on, you know, whether we end up in a war with Russia or nuclear war, nuclear terrorism, financial collapse, who knows? And it may not be Newsom, but he's the most likely candidate at this point to take over the tyranny from the Biden puppet regime, which is really run by Barack Obama. So it's going to be the Obamas and the Pelosis and the Clintons running America into the dirt to try to destroy this country once again. That's the scenario. Stay informed. Keep reading the independent media. Check out censored.news and also my website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for listening. God bless America.